I'm Vince Ferrote, and this is The Daily Refill. We start today with sad news from Nigeria. At least 50 people were killed by gunmen who entered a Catholic church in the town of Owo. They used bombs to scatter the worshippers and then began firing upon them. This tragedy is part of a wider pattern of religiously targeted attacks in Nigeria recently. Some have criticized the government for not doing more to protect and ensure the safety of worshipers. We join with Pope Francis and all the church in praying for those killed and hurting after these awful events. The government of the church has also been making news. Since the beginning of his papacy, Pope Francis has really focused on restructuring and cleaning up the Curia, which is the government of the church. Over the weekend, Pope Francis published a new document called Praedicatum Evangelium. Translation, preach the gospel. This document is set to carry out many of the changes Pope Francis has been seeking to make. And we should remember, this is big. It's been in the works for almost 9 years. Now, this does not mean that all the reform is completely finished or done. It simply means that the restructuring part is wrapping up. One of the notable changes Francis has made is that it is now possible for greater involvement and even leadership by the laity within the Curia. Now, all these reforms have culminated in Pope Francis announcing an extraordinary consistory of the cardinals this coming August. A consistory is a meeting of the cardinals with the Pope. This meeting will call together all the cardinals of the world to meet with Pope Francis. And in this case, it's likely he wants to be very clear about the mission and direction of the church after all these new reforms have taken effect. Let's pray for Pope Francis and all our church leaders that the Holy Spirit move their hearts and our own toward the heart of the Good Shepherd himself.
This has been The Daily Refill. For more, visit SpokeStreet.com.